So Hiroshi, when I go to a sushi restaurant, how do I know what to order?
Depends on the mood, I have to say, because there is a variety of sushi that you can order. One, I usually think there is the fatty, really big flavor sushi, which is like Toro. It's a fatty part of tuna. Even within the Toro, you get Otoro, Chutoro. There's like several different kind. It depends on how much the fat part is being contained. So if you want to go for the big flavor, I would definitely go for Toro, the fatty tuna.
So fatter is better for tuna.
Depends. Yes. They also have just regular red maguro, which is just a red tuna, which just not lean tuna part, so it doesn't contain any fat. It's also good. So it depends on your mood. Also, actually, sometime my dad used to tell me that like you always end with eggs because it cleans your palate. So that's
Eggs like chicken eggs?
just regular eggs, the tamago eggs, the kind of like scrambled eggs, but it's on top of the rice.
Oh, that's the big yellow
Big
cube.
yellow one.
I know it. Okay. So if I order sushi, it's going to be shellfish or fish or egg, always.
You also get some vegetables, cucumbers, kanpyo, that's another type of kind of marinated vegetable. And also nowadays some sushi restaurant has avocado. That's actually, we both imported from the United States. The Japanese traditional sushi restaurant never had avocado as a menu. But since the United States California style
California roll, I know it.
it became very popular, that some Japanese actually start enjoying the California style sushi. So that sometimes you can get even in Japan nowadays.
I had one time in America, I had a Seattle roll, which was cream cheese and salmon in rice and seaweed. So really different, because usually there's not cheese in sushi,
Traditionally,
right?
you'd never see cheese in any sushi menu. If you go to old school sushi restaurant in Tokyo, probably they're gonna laugh at you.
It did seem a little bit strange.